You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. And this one's special because this is actually our first official one where we have an OnlyFans TV channel.
Yes.
Which was not in my, like, bingo cards for 2024.
Nope.
But you know what? The podcast wasn't either. So who the fuck knows what's going on? You know what is cool, though? We have a guest today. And she, I already like her because she was cool during all of our fumbles in the beginning. And she just laughed. Even if my jokes were bad, she laughed on time. And it made me feel like I was funny. So that automatically makes me like her. Everybody, let's welcome Fiona Cutts, who is from the UK, but currently in Ecuador, which makes her a very, very interesting woman.
Yes.
Fiona, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here and genuinely laughing. So I'm a sex coach for shy girls. So my business is called Sex and the Shy Girl. And so, of course, as these things often are, that comes about through my own journey with shyness, going through that, and now actually loving to work with ladies who, for whatever reason, are shy. And what I'm finding out is that there can be lots and lots of reasons why people are shy in their everyday lives and shy with sex.
That's awesome. First off, I love shy girls. Awkward girls.
You're not the first man to say that.
This is my thing right here. Because they bloom into this marvelous creature right here. This my best friend and my wife. So I feel like I automatically have a connection with the shy people, even though I probably don't look outwardly shy. I think I'm an introverted extrovert.
Right.
You know, I have my moments.
Right.
But it's so important for people like you to be able to say, hey, I know you're shy. I know it's okay. But like, really, like, your life can be better if you just take this little jump out there, you know, and maybe take the risk or, you know, whatever it might be.
Say the thing.
I mean, that's essentially what I was for you, right? I was like, yeah, no, we're just going to fucking do it anyways. Let's go.
Yep.
So talk to me a little bit about that. Like, how did you have your revelation that shy girls were your target audience?
Well, I suppose my story is that I became shy a lot to do with how my family, I mean, I'm British and we have, you know, the film No Sex Please, We're British. So I grew up in a household where sex just was not talked about. But beyond that, my dad was also very, very critical. So I basically learned to be quiet, stay below the radar. And actually, in a way, I learned to be perfect. But unfortunately, obviously, that had nothing to do with who I actually am. So I ended up years later with a career that I didn't like, a life that I didn't like. And I became very, very ill. And I guess you become ill when you're not being yourself. And the journey to getting better at first had nothing at all to do with sex. I mean, I was so ill that I could scarcely leave my house. So I was interested in having a half good life. But I healed myself with energy healing. And as I got better, what I discovered was that not expressing yourself. So I wasn't just shy with sex, I was shy with everything. So not expressing yourself takes a lot of energy. And so the way that I got through the illness was through learning to express myself. I was at this crazy energy healing school where we would shout and bash cushions and get out all the stuff that we'd never been able to express in our lives. And so at the end of 3 years of energy healing school, I was better, but also my sexual energy was starting to kind of come into play as well. And so at a certain point, I was like, you know what, I want to explore that too. And so I started to go to tantra festivals and sexological, and I ended up training as a sexological body worker. And
awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a hell of a journey.
Yeah.
See, I knew she was interesting. So, I mean, I've always been interested in, like, kind of the tantric side of stuff, but it's been something that she's never, I guess, fully allowed us to explore.
Right.
Because for her, sex has a beginning and an end point. You know, it's, there's a essentially a purpose for what we are doing.
Right.
And to me, for Tantra, as far as I understand it, mind you, I've never taken the class on.
We've never gone to a class.
But it's more of like there's a connection that you're feeling with each other, and it does. There's not a time restraint necessarily to it. There's, you know, just kind of
you're kind of
connecting and vibing, and you know, tantric sex can take hours, you know, and it can be, you know, incredible. And one day I would like to get there.
Maybe one day.
But I think maybe our interesting lady from Ecuador might be the key.
Right.
So maybe. Let's find out.
Yeah.
So as I said, I trained in energy healing, and in a way, Tantra is about bringing that with another person. So it's about the energetic connection. So you're right that you can spend hours kind of looking into the person's eye and connecting. But for me, it's like I love that connection with sex. It's like sex can, of course, be really physical. But I think when there's the emotional connection too, when you feel really, I mean, I guess I'm still have the shy girl thing. When you feel really held by your man, both emotionally and physically, for me, that's really delicious with sex.
I think that's something that you're coming into.
Yes.
And she's learning that, you know, I think there was a little bit of a social awkwardness, even with me, with how we would interact with things. And it was, she just felt uncomfortable. Like, am I doing this right? You know, I'm like, of course you're doing it right. There's no wrong or right way. But she couldn't get out of her head long enough to be able to enjoy it. And even though I'd be like, look, they're literally just
like, stop do whatever thinking, you want to you know? Do. It's going to be fine. It's going to feel good, whatever. But like, I could not get out of my head and like enjoy the, like, I mean, not that I wasn't not enjoying it, but like, you know, just be fully like in like, being in that moment, like it was hard.
But you've always had a hard time just like, yes, we make eye contact, but like prolonged eye contact.
Yeah.
Until recently, like when we're like fucking, you know, we have it now, and it makes the sex so much better, obviously, because we're so connected. But before, it wasn't like you were looking away, and I never felt like, oh, she doesn't want to look me in the eyes.
Right.
It was more just like she felt uncomfortable with herself and wasn't able to like fully enjoy the moment.
Right.
And if she couldn't enjoy herself, it wasn't possible for her to connect with me.
Yeah.
At least that's how I read it. Now, I could be wrong. I'm just a dude that likes to have sex. So.
But I don't know. I mean,
I think we're all so different with sex, though, that it's like, although I talk about tantric sex and connection, and that's what I like, it's like people are so different. And it's like when the ladies who work with me go on their journey, it's like there's no kind of end point. It's like some of the shy girls may discover that, I don't know, that they're tigresses in the bedroom, and they discover that they let go of their shyness and they're a dominatrix or something like that. But more commonly, the shy girls let go of their shyness, and they just have a kind of a quiet certainty about what they'd like in the bedroom. So they may still be more submissive, but not in a kind of, you know how you can be submissive in a way that's equal to your partner rather than less than your partner. So they sort of come more into that territory. But everybody is different. And it's interesting that you talk about the right and the wrong, because one of the things that I see a lot, not just with shy girls, I used to work with all kinds of people with sex. It's more recently I've worked with shy girls. But when people come to me, their basic question is, am I normal? am I normal with sex? And what I see is actually there is no normal. There really is no normal. As long as what you desire isn't hurting you or hurting your partner, anything goes, actually.
Yeah.
So that's how I see it.
I see it the same exact way.
Like, I mean, but there's something for everybody. Like, you know, what you might think is weird, somebody could be totally into, or vice versa.
We literally just don't judge anymore. Yeah. Like,
we've come across a lot of different, like, kinks and all.
I know what I like, and I know what I don't like, and I feel like I can say that I don't like something without offending somebody at this point, you know?
Like, especially if we've tried it, versus, like, just being like, oh, no, it's not for me, like, and never try, you know, have tried that. Like, if we've tried it and we're like, nah, tried it, didn't like it, move on to something else, and, you know.
Yeah, we just kind of know our boundaries, I guess, and stuff.
But yeah. I don't know
where I was going with that now.
I don't know.
You took over on it. I lost my track.
It's gone. It happens.
It does.
I just think you two putting this podcast out into the world is a total invitation to people judging themselves less. Because it's like the more that we talk about this stuff, the more people tune into it. And that's what I see with some of the shy ladies. It's like I have a free Facebook group. They come into the group and they don't necessarily say anything, but they see some of the rest of us talking about sex, and it kind of normalizes something in their world, and they start to automatically let go of some of the judgment that they have around it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, talking about it, like, that was a huge thing for me. It was just even, like, talking about it. And, like, when I joined OnlyFans, it was, like, that was, like, a huge thing for me in general, just to be, like, I'm putting myself out there. Like, yeah, nobody that we knew about it, but to me it was still, like, just, I don't know. It was just a good feeling, and then just kind of helped along the journey.
You could just tell her confidence, like, when we first started actually making money. She's like, no. We made how much? From me? Why?
I'm like, what?
And I'm like, because you're fucking gorgeous, and I've been telling you this for years. And I'm just wait until you get more confidence, and people actually get to know you. You're going to make even more money, you know? And it's just, it's been awesome. I mean, we would not have been able to have you as you are right now without, you know,
all of
OnlyFans and all that kind of stuff. So some people may, you know, call it, you know, everything I do is unconventional, but, you know, some people may not like the OF approach to things, but I mean,
this was the journey I had to go on.
I mean, even today we were filming something that was not adult related, which we do film that kind of stuff from time to time, Fiona. So get it out of your head. I can see it right now. We were filming this thing for the OFTV where we were jumping in and just kind of doing like jumps into a pool with one of our
just
friends.
Just like silly
stuff.
Jumps, dives, whatever. Like,
but you could just tell she was so confident in herself in her swimsuit. You know, she's having fun. She's not thinking about like, oh, am I doing this wrong? Am I, you know, it's just, there's no overthinking. It's just having fun and being in the moment. And that's what gets her the most people buying stuff from her, you know, is when they're like, hey, that's you being genuine. You know, that's what I want to see is the real person.
And it's been missing for quite some time. And so it's like, it's nice to like be back to, or I don't know if I was ever here to begin with, but like to be where I am now and like just, yes, I'm still shy. Yes, I'm still awkward, but like I'm way, I don't know. What
but if somebody,
like I've gone on a big journey to get to where I am. So.
Somebody doesn't need to go on this ridiculous fucking path that we went on though. I mean, they can. It's fun.
I would
do it again in a heartbeat. Lots of stress, though. Let me tell you. There's a lot of stress.
So much stress.
But if they don't have somebody like me that is, you know, continually pushing forward because that's just what I do, then they need to find a way to break out of this. And essentially, Fiona is that person that can help them break out of it. You know, and I'd assume that you're the motivation to say, hey, you're in your head, you know, we need to do this. You know, it's not what you think. Trust me, it's better than what you think it is. Am I wrong? Am I incorrect?
No, you're completely right. And it's interesting because I think that, you know, shy girls can be invited to step out of shyness by having a sexual partner like you who invites that. But actually what I'm inviting the shy ladies to at the beginning actually has nothing to do with another person, and really in a way has nothing to do with sex. And it's interesting that you talk about get out of your head, because that's the very first thing that I do with the ladies. It's like I give them exercises to actually come into their bodies. And I know for me, when my whole life collapsed and I had this fatigue illness, I was totally in my head. You know, I'd force myself to be perfect, to be up here. And so it's like my journey was very much about discovering I even had a body. And that's the beginning with these ladies. Actually, you have a body. Let's get you connected with your body in your everyday life. And once they have that, I then give them some sexy, sensual exercises to do themselves so that they can discover their own bodies, discover what turns them on, discover what they like sexually, but also actually start to wake up their whole bodies. Because it tends to be, I mean, the exercises that I give them, the easiest way to describe them is mindful masturbation. But masturbation gets such a bad rap that I'm like, that's the way to describe them, but let go of that now. It's like it's a sensual exploration of your whole body.
Pro masturbation on this podcast, Fiona.
Yes.
We, you know, multiple times a day if needed.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you need to do to get the job done.
Yep.
That's what we believe in.
That's great then. So this is a masturbation friendly zone. We like that.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, it's like often when young men masturbate, but I think it's the same for young women as well, and you know, we continue that, it's like it tends to be quick and just about the genitals. So I'm inviting the ladies to explore their whole body, to discover that their whole body can be an erogenous zone. And when they do that, it's like when they do give themselves an orgasm, or in the future when they're with their husband, their lover, whatever, the orgasms can be much greater because they're actually can start to include the whole body and not just be gentle orgasms.
That's awesome.
I know, that's what you got to work towards.
I know, he says.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Goals.
It's been my goals for a long time.
I know.
I'm ready. As soon as you are, trust me.
I know.
But, okay, so you're talking mindful masturbation. Here's an awkward question, because I've started asking this awkward question. And, Fiona, maybe you're not into this, but pornography. Is pornography something that you watch, Fiona?
It isn't actually at the moment. I used to, but it isn't at the moment, no.
Well, it's not something I watch at the moment either, I'll be honest with you, because I'm just tired of it. But I do like to ask, when you did watch it, did you have a preference?
So you know what? I used to read rather than watch. I remember, so I used to read these little, actually they were short stories written by women for women, and just and I didn't even remember that much about them, but I remember that I loved them, and I would reread the same ones again and again.
Okay.
And they would really turn me on, and I really enjoyed them.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's a great answer, thank you.
Yeah.
Because it is an awkward question. I could tell even when I asked, you were like, oh, what's about to come up?
I never know where he's coming from.
Never, ever.
I know. I have to say, when I watched your prior episodes, I was like, okay, let's see where we go tonight. So I was kind of a bit prepared. I'm still a bit shy, of course. You know, I can play the shy card. Don't ask me that.
I feel like it's very, very important to talk about that, too, because for her, finding the ability to even have an orgasm became a lot stronger and easier to achieve when she was able to like use pornography as a way to get out of her own head and just be like, you know, I can live in this moment now and detach myself, which ultimately you know, I guess you don't want to be detaching yourself that much, but,
no, but
to start things off for you and to even have an orgasm to start. It was a big deal, and to find other techniques that people can do, because obviously men are very visual, women are more in the head, you know, audible, that kind of thing, which is why my deep, sexy voice that they're listening to on this podcast is making them all so turned on. I understand, ladies. OnlyFans.com/JasonClass. But it is nice and interesting to be able to find out what the other options are for people that maybe are uncomfortable with, like, going to Pornhub. Or maybe you live in Texas and you can't access Pornhub.
Can't access it there.
Just, you know, it's finding, what else would you call that? Porn or smut or, like, any of that, like, material, the media that would turn right. you on. I think that's just a weird thing for people to talk about in general. Like, if you were to, like, be like, okay, if I was like, okay, go find porn.
Like,
you know, or you were like, if somebody was like, hey, before you met me, like, you should, you know, look into something to, like, turn you on.
I wouldn't have.
You'd be like, I don't, okay, what yeah. the fuck do I look for?
Right.
You know, you're going to go to, you're going to go to Pornhub, and then you're going to see, like, a bunch of stepmom stuff, and you're like, that's not for me.
Right.
You know, and then you're going to be like, okay, well, obviously porn's not for me. And right. you're going to back off, and you're going to say, I'm just not going to look again. Because that made me feel awkward and uncomfortable.
Right.
So, even though I feel like it is an awkward question for me to ask, I feel like it is important for a lot of people to just be like, okay, we can normalize this idea of being able to, like, you know, use these things and use them in a healthy way. Because there are definitely people that abuse, you know, porn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's totally a healthy way to do it and an educational way. I always say that, like, I would love for our stuff to turn into a more educational aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just like taking a woman and just saying, hey, let's talk through boundaries first. You know, let's go through and show exactly how we would be as a couple with a woman. And we can show the people on the outside, you know, the respect that we give and the respect that's given back and the success that you have from this, you know, dynamic that we create.
Right.
As opposed to all this fake shit that you see on Pornhub, right. you know, the fake screams or, you know, I'm just going to do this because I want it, you know?
Right.
No, it should be discussed ahead of time. And...
Right.
Sorry, that was a lot I just threw at you, Fiona. I went on a little bit of a...
You did. I was going to bring you back, but I didn't know when to...
Yeah, it was a good one, though. It was a
when
good...
to bring you back.
It's a good one.
But I love that you're talking about boundaries, because I guess when you're shy, as a woman, when you're shy, you have no idea how to say no, normally.
Right.
It's like you can feel that it's hard to say yes, but once you've said yes in general, it can be almost impossible to say no when you're shy. So that you're talking
yeah.
about that is great.
Yeah, we got very specific with her because... she didn't like there to be any sort of variation.
Right.
So
I like to know, like, I don't like the unknown. So it was like, for me, it was like, I liked knowing not exactly what was going to happen, but
she liked knowing exactly what would happen. If she could have a McDonald's, like, menu and just be like, boom, boom.
Okay, we're going
boom,
in this order, like,
boom.
A chapter, like, in a book. Like, you could see, like,
you know,
all the
I know exactly
chapters.
What to expect here. Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to do the interview. We'll have you off to the side with the clipboard, putting me like, all right, you've never eaten pussy before? Okay, would you like to? All right, check. So, you know? And then when it's game time, you're like, nope, forgot to do that. Let's get that
yeah.
one. You know?
Maybe.
I figured it out, Fiona. I'm going to be a millionaire.
This is it.
Or at least a very happy man.
Yeah.
any other stories that are worth sharing, or success stories, or people that you feel like a target audience or something that you'd want to talk to?
Yeah, it's interesting because I mean, this business of mine is fairly new. It's like the name came to me a year ago, and then I was like, oh, I could do a business with that. I was kind of a in between spot in my life. Oh, yes. And then it was like, I think I assumed that the ladies I worked with would be young women. You know, that's what you think of as shy mm-hmm. girls. And actually what I'm finding is that there are a load of women who are older, like women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s, actually, who have maybe been in a lifelong relationship with one person and then have no idea how it is to go out onto the dating and sex scene again. And so they're kind of circumstantially shy. And that's a lot of the ladies that tend to come to me.
I can automatically think of several people that would benefit from that kind of service. Just right. Having somebody that you know, really having another woman, because I can go and tell a lot of people like, no, trust me, you are gorgeous, you're awesome,
right.
You know, but they just look at me and they're like, oh, you're just being a nice guy, you know, but like, really, you hire somebody like Fiona, and it's Fiona's job to be impartial and to give you this, you know, this drive and motivation to do this shit and to make your life better. That's got to be it. So, I mean, hopefully somebody hears it. It doesn't matter what the hell your age is. Like, it's not too late for your life to get better at any point. You know, I can't imagine being 60 years old and be like, oh yeah, no, I'm good with how strong my orgasm is. You know, I'm fine. No,
having known you for 30 minutes, I don't think you'll be like that.
You know, always, you know, push yourself.
I'm very aware.
But no, I think that's really awesome. I think it's a super, really niche and important market that you're in to cater to those shy, anxious, beautiful, awkward women like my wife.
Yep.
So hopefully you found the right podcast for it. Hopefully we're just bringing them in.
Yeah.
You know, into hordes, and you and I can share the awkward women together, Fiona.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, bounce them back and forth.
But I was looking at your Facebook page, Stephanie, and you look like you've made progress from being a shy girl with all those amazing photos and things you have there.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey, but it helps that
I'm the photographer.
Yeah.
And that she's comfortable.
Yeah.
Because it's usually just in our backyard also.
Yeah.
With the privacy things. But
I mean, they're amazing photos.
She is now at the point to where I will not even say it's just, she's out on the beach now. She's been walking on the beach in a thong, essentially.
Yeah.
Like that takes next level bravery. To me, like that, huge props. I would do it, but they would call the police on me. There's a double standard, but it's fine.
You can walk around without a shirt on at the beach. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't. I'll get in trouble.
Okay, fine. I'll let you show your ass cheeks.
There you go. Thanks. No, but like it really like just, I don't know. Like it just is. I don't even know what
the stares that you got from the old ladies as they crossed you on the boardwalk to go on their morning hunt for sea glass.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, but like, not that I didn't care, but it was like, I was comfortable with what I was wearing. And it was like, I don't really care anymore. Like, you know, because at first it was like, okay, maybe like I'll see a parent from like our kid's school, or like, what if I know somebody? And now I'm like, I don't really care anymore. Like,
yeah, they bring nothing to our life.
Right.
So, yep. You know,
so I might as well be happy and be who I am. And if they're uncomfortable with it, then, you know, oh, well, so.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because obviously Jason is being there inviting you to that. But my sense is that it's like when I work with the ladies, it's like they're obviously I'm giving them exercises to step into this stuff on their own. But actually, even if you have a supportive man in the background, you have to choose it. It's like whatever Jason does, it's like you have to be the one who actually walks down the beach, or you have to be the one who actually responds in a different way during sex. It's like nobody else can do this stuff for us. I mean, I'm all in favor of having a kind man in the background. Why not? But actually, We can only receive that kindness and that sort of invitation to choose more sexually and to be more confident when we're really willing to be it and have it ourselves. It's not something that somebody else can do for us.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Lord knows Steph's not going to do something Steph don't want to do.
Yeah, no. Because there's definitely been times where he'll be like, hey, why don't you wear this down to the beach? Or, hey, why don't you do this while we're on the beach? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that today. And he's like, okay, like, that's fine. And then there's other days where I'm like, he'll like throw something out and I'm like, yeah, I can do that. Like, you know, that's fine. Let's do it. Like, you know, and you're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting you to say yes. And I'm like,
threw it out there just to see if it would stick. I throw a lot of things out there to see what sticks, Fiona.
So, you know, like, it's nice
you
that
miss
like
100% of the shots you don't take.
Yep.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yep.
Or Michael Scott, depending
either
on
one.
If you're an Office fan or not.
No, but like, yeah, no, but it is nice to have someone that is, you know, supportive and will be, you know, behind me, whether I make a silly decision or whatever. Like, he's got my back, you know, in case the old ladies start coming at me at the beach, I can, he'll take them out.
No, you got him.
He'll take them out.
You got it. They're slow.
They're slow.
All right, Fiona. Well, I will go ahead and we'll end this one here. I've learned also that my most popular podcasts are around the 30-minute mark. And I struggle to stay in that. I usually just like to ramble on because yeah. I like to listen to myself talk.
And you like to listen to other people talk too.
I do. I do like to. I love picking people's brains in general. And honestly, I feel like I could pick your brain on 1,000 different things. Cause like, I want to know more about like how you end up in Ecuador and all this kind of shit. But I know that that will just put me on this totally different path that
you'll
we don't need
to
be on.
And
so we're just going to have to be friends now and I'll have to reach out to you via email so you can tell me all this fun stuff. Instead.
Or she can come back on.
Or you can come back on another time. That's fine too. But regardless, I'm just making friends all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to force my friendship on people and, I'm going to force my friendship on Fiona now. Mm-hmm. So, because
okay, I'm ready.
I don't have anybody that has my back in Ecuador
right
now. You
like
know?
We got
like, what
Scotland.
Happens if something pops up and I need somebody in Ecuador.
We got Scotland. You know, we got Ecuador now. Yeah, we got, you know, the States. We
exactly.
got,
I'm taking it over globally.
We're getting there. We're slowly taking over. Germany, we had someone in Germany the other day.
Well, he was in France then, but he will be in Germany eventually.
I thought he was in Germany right now.
No, it's okay.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, Fiona, really, thank you for hanging with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, sticking with the crazy
rambles
that we were on. But I genuinely see the value in your service, and I hope everybody else does too.
Yes.
Because that is essentially exactly what we are here talking about today.
But how would people get in contact with her for the people that are shy that won't like me that
I forgot. See, that's look at you.
Yeah. Because I was just thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, if I had to try to contact her, it wouldn't happen. Because like I would just
That is our thing. Anybody that's offering a service, we do like to ask, hey, Fiona, how are they going to reach out to you? Because, you know, if Steph's got to get on a phone, your service is essentially dead to her. But if, you know, you're going to soft touch email, you know, Facebook group, whatever it might be, tell me how that sign up process is or how they reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can reach me on Facebook through Fiona Katz. Just direct message me. And I have a ladies only super sweet, super safe Facebook group called Sex and the Shy Girl. So you can join that. Or you can just email me, which is very easy, Fiona@FionaKatz.com.
Awesome. All right.
Well, I hope you all do reach out to Fiona.
Yes.
If not for her amazing advice, at least to hear her wonderful accent.
Yes.
And Fiona, I hope this is not the last that we hear from you. We will definitely be in touch. You are a very interesting person. And I genuinely feel like there is more to you that I want to find out for
yes.
some reason. So,
you want to get behind more of the shyness. I understand.
There's something there that I just need to find out what's going on. I'm going to figure it out, Fiona. Well, thank you. And thank you so much.
Yes.
Everybody else, please, if you get a chance to go and rate us on any of the podcast sites,
yes.
we'd appreciate it. We have tons of downloads and listens, but no ratings.
Yeah.
So we are just, you know, hot garbage so far that has been downloaded a lot of times. So
yeah.
Go ahead and give us those 5 stars. We'd appreciate it. Or, you know, I'm fine with 3, just anything over
one
or two. Like, I'm not trying to get too picky. And definitely make sure you go check out Fiona too. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you both so much.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code, StephanieClassX, and get yourself